will come to order at 1:05. The director will please note the roll.
Absolutely. Board Member Fontes.
Present.
Board Member Lahavi.
Present.
Board Member Klein is absent. Board Member Celine.
Present.
Oh my gosh, this is the first time I've ever seen him.
Happy to make an appearance.
Board Member Tan.
Present.
And Chairperson Zimmerman.
Present. Thank you so much. Good afternoon and welcome to the Acupuncture Board of Examiners meeting. At this teleconference meeting, I will ask that each member identify themselves prior to speaking, please, and that all votes be done through roll call by the executive director. The first item on the agenda is the declaration of any conflict of interest. If there are no declarations being stated, we'll move to agenda item 4 immediately. The next item is item number 4, to review, discuss, and take possible action regarding Senate Bill 1080, which is introduced by Senator Barto. Director Jaminski, would you be so kind to provide a summary?
Absolutely, Chairperson Zimmerman, board members. This bill is introduced by Senator Barto at the behest of the Arizona Acupuncture Society. This bill would do several things. First, it would make a minor change to the definition of acupuncture, stating that it's a system of medicine based in traditional practices and informed by contemporary science. Including the word prescribing adjunctive therapies. It also adds the use of herbs and prescription of herbs as part of the definition of acupuncture, ordering diagnostic imaging and clinical laboratory procedures to the definition of acupuncture. It also adds a definition for an acupuncture assistant, which would be a person who is unlicensed, who has completed a training program approved by the board, and who assists in the duties of the acupuncturist, including removing needles, moxibustion, heat, application of heat, and so on.
I see they
are. It defines supervision. I'm sorry, what was that?
I see they opted not to put in their language for veterinary.
Yeah, this bill does not include any animal acupuncture. It does include the use of lasers, non-ionizing lasers. And it defines that an acupuncturist assistant may remove acupuncture needles, monitor acupuncture procedures, such as the application of heat or moxibustion, perform non-critical functions, such as gathering patient information, blood pressure, and taking a patient to the treatment room. It defines that the assistant may not insert acupuncture needles, evaluate, interpret, design, or modify patient treatment programs. And let's see here. That an acupuncture assistant has to be under the direct supervision of an acupuncturist, and defines their the abbreviations that they can use. It authorizes the board to promulgate rules by July of 2023. So this meeting was called in part because this bill will be heard tomorrow at the Senate Health and Human Services Committee, where they will, evaluate this bill for recommendation to the full Senate and eventually over to the House. And so this is an opportunity for the board to review this bill and express any concerns that the board may have prior to that hearing, that we can communicate with that sponsor and potentially, you know, have this bill modified in a way as to best protect public health, safety, and welfare. So I've had discussions with several board members, and if you want, I can just kind of open the discussion with a few of those items that had come up where that were potentially some pain points in the bill. I'll start with the herbal therapies. It includes the injection of substances. And so, you know, my understanding is that there are other states where acupuncturists do perform injection therapy. However, not every acupuncturist is trained in that modality. And so it may be beneficial for the feedback that I've received is that it may be beneficial for an individual who performs that to have specific training or certification in that. And so it may not be wise to have a blanket scope expansion for all acupuncturists, but instead say acupuncturists may do so if they have the proper training and certification in order to do so.
So is this secondarily, is this going tomorrow then with unmodified, or are we going to be talking with the authors of the bill, or how, what is the impact of our conversation here?
It's currently this bill. David, please go ahead and continue.
Absolutely. Currently this bill is scheduled for committee tomorrow. And so if we do nothing, it will go to the committee and they'll review it as it currently is without any changes. I've been in communication with the staff for the sponsor, and they're aware that we're having this meeting and that we may have some feedback and changes concerning some of the language. You know, I think always the board's concern is that anyone performing any of these modalities are trained appropriately, can do so safely, and that there's a mechanism for the patient to voice concerns for treatment and care. And so I think that's been a lot of the feedback that I've been receiving, at least from board members.
Right, and I echo Member Fontes's concerns. It seems like there's a significant expansion of the scope of practice in this bill, and we didn't seem to have a very clear pre-draft or any before committee type of situation. I mean, I'm happy to comment on some of these things, but it's not just a straightforward acupuncturist system. This is each one of these points seems to be a significant expansion, and ultimately that will affect how the board needs to regulate that, correct?
I did see a draft of this in the form of a communication from the Acupuncture Association, and then it's actually pared down from that because they wanted animal acupuncture, and I guess they realized that was unrealistic. And I do remember the boldness of this, and I've seen similar legislation that other boards have, like, no training who want to do acupuncture. So I mm-hmm. get it, but I think that the like Director Jerminski mentioned, I think modifying the language to be more acceptable may increase the odds of this, I think, actually getting off the ground.
That's a very good point. We have a question. Board Member Salen, would you be kind enough to address your question?
Yeah, sure. I'll lower my hand too. David, what was going to be your, I guess, when you show up, are you going to show up to the hearing tomorrow, or is your intention to sign in as neutral, or is that kind of what we're determining today?
The answer is yes. I think traditionally, boards will sign in as neutral on a bill, because our job is to administer the statutes and rules, as they are, and to make them fair and equitable for our licensees. But also, we can weigh in on bills if we think, look, this is going to be difficult to administer, or if you think it's going to be a problem for the public, public safety, for patient safety, based off of our, specific expertise in the area of acupuncture regulation. And so I think, yes, I will be at the hearing tomorrow to present to the committee. Yes, I'm looking for some very specific direction as to what to say to them. Unless the board has very serious concerns, likely it will be neutral, but that's your decision.
And last little mini question, have we received any sort of feedback from the executive branch about this, or is it just kind of nothing?
I haven't heard anything from the Gov's office concerning this bill.
Thanks.
Board Member LaHava, you've raised your hand.
My question is about the assistance, the programs to become an assistant. I'm not familiar with those. I don't know who would the board, this board, be the one that approves the programs, and I don't know what are the guidelines on that.
Chairperson Zimmerman, Board Member LaHava, the way that this bill, background information, my understanding is that the Phoenix College for Herbal Medicine and Acupuncture is planning on, producing an acupuncture assistant program of some type. But this legislation does is it authorizes the board to approve training programs, whatever those are. I don't know that there specifically are any at the moment, but potentially an acupuncturist could say, look, I want to use assistance. I'm going to develop my own training program and submit it to the board for approval.
Oh, Dr. Fontes, you've raised your hand, please.
Yes. So I think that, Board Member LaHava, I think that you hit on something that needs to be talked on here in terms of the injections. So it's like they're springing this on the existing infrastructure, and it has to start somewhere. So like with the assistant, if you're going to do this, your language needs to build in training and yes. Reassurance. So I'm not against anybody doing anything. I think it's wonderful that they want to be more helpful, but let's have some similar language to afford reassurance to the public that they're adequately trained.
That's an excellent point. Board Member Tan, you've raised your hand.
Yeah, I was just going to also raise the issue with herbal therapies. I feel it is a complicated, I know it's been a longstanding issue, but we have a situation where we have many licensed acupuncturists without formal herbal qualifications. And do we then, is the suggestion that we have to grandfather them all in? And then is there a liability for those people if they can't show proper training in herbal therapies? There's a whole area in that. And I personally just think the use of the injection therapy is really clouding the effect of acupuncture. I mean, puncturing the skin with thin, solid needles is not a hypodermic needle. And that's what differentiated acupuncture and hypodermic needle practice in the past. And I have some concerns with overlapping that. And then finally, with the definition, I'm not sure if acupuncture means a system of medicine based in traditional practices. I see what they're trying to suggest, that it is part of a larger group of medicine and it is a modality, correct? But I don't know if that's helping to clarify the definition of acupuncture that is contributing to the safety of acupuncture for the general public. Yeah.
I think that's a very real concern. Board Member Fontes, you have a follow-up question?
Board Member Tan, I don't think that they were meaning, I think it's intentional that they're clouding it. So when you have a broader definition, it can be advantageous. Similarly, when we were rewording the scope a few years ago, when you leave something open to interpretation, you have more leeway. I think that was the intention.
Ah, okay. I just would like to weigh in. I think it's putting the cart before the horse. We have an established criteria for a training program, and yet you're taking an unlicensed, unregistered acupuncture assistant. someone with really, you aren't even sharing what type of training they have. It's very high risk to the public, and it takes away our control and oversight to protect the public. I think the bill is well-intentioned. I don't think it is appropriate, and I think we really need to establish training criteria first before something like this is approved. Board Member Fontes?
I disagree. I don't think it is. I think it's the legislation paves the way to institute these. It's the language in which we use to support this. And it has to start somewhere. And I remember we went through this with the homeopathic board, where we had our HMAs. You have to create a space for the training programs to exist. Mm-hmm. And you can talk yourself in circles about what you want to do, but if you don't have the legal right to have a program, then you really got nothing but good intentions.
Well, I'm going to add, and I respectfully agree on what you're saying. The concern I have, I looked at other state precedents, and Massachusetts has a very appropriate law that emphasizes an understanding of sterilization procedures in registering acupuncture assistants. And looking at this law, it's not even addressed. And it's, again, very able to protect the public by registering and being sure proper training is attained before someone is just allowed to do behavior which could jeopardize someone's health.
Clean needle technique should be in the language, and I think that should be a recommendation that we have to add to the language of this bill, is that the assistants are certified in clean needle technique.
Okay.
And I think that is what Member Fontes is saying, that if we allow it, we still have the last word in approving the course that would be required to practice as an assistant. So,
yeah, it's setting the infrastructure, and then as the board, it's up to us to protect the public by recommending things like clean needle certification.
Right.
Executive Director Draminski, you have your hand up, please.
Yeah, absolutely, Chairperson Zerman, board members. I agree with, you know, what's been stated here, in that I think the way that it's written and that the board has to approve the training program, you know, we're going to have to write rules if this passes that define all of this and how this works. And so those rules can state things very clearly, like, training programs must include clean needle technique certifications, must include, you know, however many hours of, you know, ethics training, you know, things like that. And so we could be very specific in our rules as to what that training, you know, includes. I don't know that it necessarily has to spell it out in the statute.
I just feel a great concern that it's a slippery slope until that's done. We have no control or regulation over an acupuncture assistant, and I'm very concerned for public well-being.
Why would recommend it to say something like training which includes at least sterile techniques, something like that.
Okay. Board Member Fontes, please.
I think we probably would have the same level of control that we do over the acupuncturist, which is not much.
Justin, would you clarify, if it's not in statute, would we have that control?
I apologize. I sort of missed the first prong of the question. What can you rephrase? I apologize. I don't really understand.
No problem. I think the concern is that there will not be training requirements in this particular statute until possibly 2023. So we're looking at maybe a year, 2 years before we actually have the criteria established. And yet, an unlicensed, unprofessional acupuncture assistant working under someone's employ with no training specifically, could in fact cause a problem, that as this is not in statute and not something that the board is required to oversee, it could present problems. I think my concern is the statutes are very clear on how we can oversee an acupuncturist. They are not clear on how we would oversee an acupuncture assistant. Am I correct in that?
Well, you know, I want to be careful here because, you know, I don't want to be weighing in on any, you know, policy type considerations. You know, that's not really, you know, my office's, you know, business to be getting into, you know, what is good policy and what is bad policy. You know, if the question is simply, you know, whether that could be a potential issue, you know, if the board does believe that that is, you know, an issue with the statute, then, I certainly, you know, wouldn't, I think, you know, that's the board's prerogative to note that and perhaps, you know, vote to, have, you know, somebody raise that at the, have David, you know, raise that at the committee hearing, if the board does believe that's an issue. But, you know, as far as, you know, the policy concern, I really don't, you know, have any insight on that. I do, you know, but I think, you know, it's a one of many concerns that everyone's noted here that the board could have David bring up at the committee meeting.
Thank you. That was fabulously unclear and noncommittal.
I know. I apologize. Like I said, it's
and,
you know,
and long-winded. Might I add?
I apologize. I really do. I just don't want to, you know, overstep my position as, you know, a sort of bare bones legal advisor, and I don't want to be, you know, step into the role of a policy advisor, if that makes sense.
And Chairperson Zimmerman, Justin. Can I ask in this way, if the statute goes through and it says the board must approve training programs, can we define training programs and rule as to what they specifically must include?
Well, as I'm reading the bill now, it looks as though that sort of I guess the idea is that the person would be, you know, until the training program is developed by rule. I'm looking at the very final subsection of the statute. It looks like, you know, until that time that they would fall under the supervision aspect, that, you know, they would still have to be supervised by, and perhaps I think I'm reading that correctly. Maybe somebody else has a different reading, but I think what it says is that, you know, until there are education requirements, then that person can conduct those activities insofar as they're being supervised by a licensed acupuncturist. Is everyone else on the same page?
That's my understanding.
And, you know, that's why I was, you know, noncommittal in my answer, because, you know, that seems to me, you know, whether that's good or bad policy is really, you know, sort of in the purview of the board. And I, you know, I don't want to weigh in on that, but, you know, that's my reading of it.
Thank you for the clarification.
I would imagine that.
Hey, wait a minute, buddy. I had my hand up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Board Member Tan, if you don't mind, I have Board Member Fontes, who's raised his hand.
I played the right way, Board Member Tan. And thanks to Board Member Celine for being the first one to use the hand.
Thank you.
So I think that we need I think it's appropriate to have language in here almost as a blanket statement for all of this proposed legislation to include the training and required to do these things. Wouldn't you agree, Director or Dr. Zimmerman?
I think it raises very specific needs, and it clarifies in an obfuscated way.
Ooh, I like it.
Some of what is needed. I believe chiropractic assistants, medical assistants are commonplace. And certainly this increases commerce and our ability to serve more patients. That I support. And I certainly want to see licensed or registered acupuncture assistants. I think it's an excellent direction.
Right.
I don't think this board is, or excuse me, this bill is meeting that need in a responsible way that's going to serve the public, at least for a year and a half we have. It says July 1st, 2023, we have that opportunity to prepare and write what training programs we approve for acupuncture assistants. And I'm concerned because every office is going to be different up until that time. And it may or may not be safe for the public. That's why I'm concerned about this bill. And I'm just going to interrupt. Board Member Chan, jump right in.
No, I just wanted to say that I do feel like, you know, they have given us a list of tasks that the acupuncture assistant is designed to approve. It's not our job, I feel, as a board to tell them what kind of training they need. They would give us a proposal based on those tasks and we would approve or give consideration or recommendations if it wasn't adequate enough. And I feel that would be enough for the board to still control that process. So that's the way I see it moving.
Okay. Oh, Board Member Lahavi, please. You're muted.
Thanks. So I'm wondering if there should be a minimum hour requirement, maybe. I had another thought. I just wonder if the line between them being in the room assisting versus just kind of being there and, right, you know, doing things they're not supposed to do, it just would be, I'd feel a lot better if they had a certain number of CEUs. Maybe, do they need any of that? Continuing education, you know?
I would encourage it from my perspective, and Massachusetts has an excellent law governing acupuncture assistants. It was one of the best precedents. I think the intention is good. I just think it could be better written.
So do people think, and like a 2 hour, would 2 hours be enough for them? Like how much would suffice?
I think we need to look at other precedents. That's my feeling. Board Member Tan, please, you have your hand up.
No, I concur. I think we just look at other precedents. We look at the tasks, if there was an approval for it, and then we could determine the minimal amount of hours. I don't know if that discussion is required right now. I mean, one of the things I would say for the board as well is some of these smaller issues like ordering diagnostic imaging and clinical laboratory procedures. I mean, we start to get into like infringing on other people's scope too. So, I know people have infringed on our scope, like the PTs and the dry needling and things like that. But I think there's going to be a little bit of pushback in that. And I'm not sure that we can, as LACs from all different kinds of background and education, although we do have this base education that is required, can really prove that we've done enough training for those things.
Yeah. Very much a real concern. Thank you. Board Member Fontes, please. Your hand is up.
I don't mind stepping on other people's toes and that they're having. I mean, everybody wants to take a CEU and do acupuncture and they can do it. I mean, they've been doing that for years now. It's just, I think that the goal here today should be some recommended language to the association before they go and submit this. Is that correct, Director Jaminski?
Traverson Zimmerman, board members, this is already submitted, you know, in that it's in bill form and it's, you know, floating in the legislative nether. This is ideally, we'd have to have some sort of language banged out today so I can send it to them within the next couple hours before 5 o'clock so that we can get, you know, that language to them before the meeting tomorrow.
All right. My encouragement as a broad statement is to include how they propose training for this as a
blank
statement. I'm not opposed to any of this. And, you know, a lot of this may not even fly. But as a board, my board member, my concern is that it's not my job to say whether they should do this or they shouldn't do that. So it's we're going to be catching the fallout from it as a board. So what I would like to see as language as a board member is for them to include substantive language in training.
I couldn't agree more. I would love to see that initially supported and then this secondarily, as it stated. Board Member Lahavi, could you share your thoughts? I see your hand is up.
Thank you. This is regarding the other comment. I just want to comment that I appreciated the language about being able to order tests, because I feel that it would be a hassle. You know, some people only go to an acupuncturist. They might not have a private internal medicine doctor or something. They might not want the hassle of having to go separately. So why bother? It helps the public, in my opinion, in that sense.
That's a very good point. Thank you so much. I just want to add something from my past experience. In Alaska, I served on as an expert witness in a trial relating to the application of heat and a third degree burn. And when you're training someone and you go through a very specific training, it details why you need to do it a certain way, why the process should be monitored in a certain specific protocol. And I'm not sure that someone who's doing an on-the-job training is really going to emphasize that. And that's a great concern to me. We have two hands up, so I'm going to cut that short. Board Member Saleem?
Real quick, and this might be a question for our attorney. I'm looking at Section 3, Subsection B, and it says, until the acupuncture board adopts rules and approves training programs for acupuncture assistants, am I to understand that we must do both, adopt rules and approve a training program before do I understand that correctly? Or can we adopt a training program and then anyone seeking to be an assistant must complete that training program?
Executive Director Drominski, could you clarify that?
Chairperson Zerman, board members, you know, I would say, you know, and this again is probably is likely a question for Justin, but you know, it only says that the board has to approve a training program. You know, it doesn't say that, you know, the board has to develop the training program or that the licensee has developed the training program. So it may be that you have some flexibility in that, you know, we can say state simply, like, you know, any program that includes these things is approved. We could say, you know, this is a program that we've developed and that's the approved program, or the board could allow individuals to submit programs for approval.
And that's precisely kind of what I'm getting at is, so if this bill passes, it doesn't become effective until, I think, 90 days after the legislature adjourns, sine die. We're probably talking August or so before this becomes effective. Could we, in the meantime, adopt a training program within those few months? And then, hey, we have a training program set up that any assistant must complete, or do we also have to complete the rulemaking process as well? And our attorney's not weighing in, so maybe he can't. Maybe he's,
no,
he's not doing this.
No, I was just making sure the question was done. And I think, you know, going back to what I think what David said was pretty spot on. I mean, you know, it does say that's an and, you know, not an or. You know, adopt rules and conduct and adopt a training program. But, you know, how that looks practically is really up to the board. And I think David was spot on, you know, that this could be done, you know, via the rules. It could be done separately from the rules, and then the rules could, you know, codify it. It's sort of the board's, you know, own sort of practical consideration of how it wants to do that. But yeah, I mean, it does say both, not, you know, one or the other.
last little mini question, then I'll put my hand down. How long does it would it take to complete rulemaking, David? I'm kind of unfamiliar with that process.
Absolutely, Chairperson Zimmerman, board members. My experience is that you're likely to have a child before you have rules completed. It's not a short, process. You have to first develop your rules, put your rules up for public comment. Once you've gone through the public comment period, which is 30 to 90 days, you submit that to the Secretary of State's office for being published in the Registrar. That then is up for comment for a certain period of time. If you have any comment, then you then have to take that into consideration, potentially modify it, put it back up again for comment, and then it goes to the Governor's Regulatory Review Council, and that takes several months to get through that process. So it's likely a year before you've got any rules done.
And as we discussed, you did feel that was feasible by the July 1st, 2023 deadline, unless there are delays relating to COVID or something that is beyond our control.
Yeah, absolutely. Chairperson Zimmerman, board members. Yeah, it's if we know what the statute is before July 1, and it's been passed through both houses and we understand what that's going to be, we can begin that process, almost right away. But it's just going to be a lot of work for the whole board for a year to make sure that we've really looked through it so that it's easy to understand, easy to administer, and it's fair to our licensees and the public.
Very good. Does anybody have any other comments?
And Chairperson Zimmerman, just to your comments earlier about the Massachusetts law, that does have a section in it, and I've emailed that to the board members so that they could look at it if they wanted to. But it says that yes, the acupuncture assistant is unlicensed. Mm-hmm. However, the person has to be registered with the board. So the acupuncturist has to register their assistance with the board, and then the board can, if a person commits any offense or violation of our statutes and rules, the board can withdraw the assistant's permission to work as an acupuncture assistant. They can withdraw the licensee's permission to hire acupuncture assistants, and they can discipline the licensee for the way that they use their acupuncture assistant. So that may be, that may be a safety net, for the board to say, look, it doesn't bother us whether people use assistants or not. What bothers us is that they're trained, that they're safe, and that there's a way for us to regulate them if they harm a patient.
And that's my primary concern. I think at a minimum, they should be required to register with the board. And then we have some level of control, and it's not willy-nilly. Board Member Fontes, I'm sorry, you have your hand.
Yeah, so Director Jerminski and I both have experience with this, with the homeopathic board, and there's been no issues with the assistants.
Yeah, absolutely, Chairperson Zimmerman, board members. The homeopathic board is homeopathic medical assistants. In order to become a homeopathic medical assistant, you have to have a physician as your supervisor. Mm-hmm. That person has to state specifically what modalities that he's delegated to you or she's delegated to you. And you have to be registered with the board. There's a small fee for that registration. And then the board can, revoke that registration and discipline the licensee. In this case, it would be a homeopathic physician if a person operates outside of the scope of their assistant, registration. And so there's all those safety mechanisms exist, and it has very clear training, requirements as well. And I think, that even includes the homeopathic physicians being able to provide the training to their assistants, as long as it's, in those very specific modalities that they, affirm through an affidavit process that they've, trained the person, and it has minimum requirements for that the training has to be.
Exactly. Thank you. That's a very good point. Board Member Tan, you have your hand up.
Yes, I was just going to reiterate, I think we had mentioned that before too, David, that if there is an incident involving the acupuncture assistant, are we assuming that liability then rests on the supervising licensed acupuncturist? And can we get more detail from that potentially by contacting the Council of Acupuncturists and seeing if that would be the case, or in other situations? I'm just sort of interested in liability when there is an injury done or sustained by the assistant.
That's a very good point. Thank you. Board Member Lahavi, you have your hand up.
Yeah, did you say that the Massachusetts, that they have to apply before they get the assistant? It's not assumed?
Correct. They have to fill out a form and register with the board.
And then say what the assistant will be assisting with. Like, it's very specific.
And their training and background.
Their what?
So it's not, their training and background. So there is nothing, nobody can't just come off the street and just suddenly go through on-the-job training, and that's sufficient. It's better controlled, and I think it's a wonderful model for us to at least look at together as a board.
Yeah, I like that.
I'm concerned if we support a bill like this, what is our liability? And Justin, you probably have some insight. If we aren't registering an acupuncture assistant and we have no idea what's going on in an acupuncturist's office regarding this, and we're not able to register them, what is our liability as a board?
Well, that I can answer rather clearly. I think, you know, the threat of liability to the board or the board members is pretty low. I mean, you know, as I, you know, covered in the training in the last meeting, the as long as the board is acting, you know, in good faith in conducting its statutory duties and not acting, you know, outside of the established law, then, you know, the board can't be subject to civil liability. And in this case, you know, you would be acting essentially at the direction of the legislature. So, you know, as long as you're carrying out the duties of the law as the legislature has prescribed and doing so in good faith, then the board would not be subject to civil liability.
Okay, but if we aren't even registering them or taking the time to find out their background, whether they've had felonies or anything that could be detrimental to a patient, are we really acting as a fiduciary in on behalf of our on the patients that we are here to protect?
Well, I think if the law does not require you or does not even authorize the board to register people, you know, assuming this bill is passed as it currently stands, you know, the board would not have the legal authority to do that in the first place. And insofar as you don't have the legal authority to do it, you can't be subject to liability for not doing something that you weren't authorized to do in the first place. Okay. You know, so that would be my answer, if I'm understanding the question correctly.
Thank you. Thank you. I think you are. Well, we're coming to the end of the meeting. Oh, Board Member Fontes, please. Your hand is up. You're on mute, sir.
Some people might like that. So I was going to say, I was going to help get you there by saying, so what is our response? Are we going to make a draft of legislation, or we're just going to talk to Director Jaminski and say, hey, go tell these people that they need to include a training what's our end game here today?
Well, that's the question. Since I believe we're at the end of discussion, is there a motion to support or not support the bill? I think we should look at it that way.
Is that our role?
I beg your pardon?
I don't know if that's our role to support or not support the bill.
Well, it's just a position we're taking if they're asking our advice as a board.
Exactly. And I think as you remain neutral tomorrow and represent whatever we vote, Executive
so you're
Director
asking
David,
us,
David, it's important. I want to see this modified so it works for and supports patient protection. And I have some concerns. I believe it's something we can base and work to modify, but at this in this way it's written, I can't support it myself. Board Member Fontes, please.
So the decision was made that the board's going to remain neutral, and you're asking us to vote for a whether we support it or we don't. That's nonsense.
I don't think the position is for the board to remain neutral. We can say
that's
that
how we open this discussion. It's not
I,
the
I
board's
the
decision
is,
whether I don't think it's the board's position to support or deny that or not support it.
I disagree. I think what we need to do, and I do this respectfully, Board Member Fontes, but I think there are some real issues here that unless addressed, I don't think it's in the best interest of the public. And that's one of the reasons we brought this meeting to address specific concerns and see that this is addressed in the committee meeting tomorrow. I'm surprised they didn't come to us and say, hey, we're writing this. Could you give us your input?
I don't know how we can remain the board's remain neutral, mm-hmm. and support it or not support it. Those are two conflicting ideas.
If you want to raise a motion, you can suggest that it's neutral. If you would like, I would like to raise a motion that the board will hold a neutral position towards this particular bill. But I just saw, Justin, you had a comment, please.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was just going to say that, you know, I think one of the things that, you know, one of the practical things that might be, you know, causing confusion here is that, you know, and David can probably expand on this, but this is just, you know, based on my memory of the time I worked at the legislature years ago. But, you know, a party can sign in to, you know, on a bill and, you know, it gives you three options of, you know, support, right. oppose, or neutral. But, you know, practically speaking, I remember seeing it in times where, you know, someone would sign in neutral, but then, you know, also say, you know, we're neutral, but we, you know, these are the sort of concerns that we've, you know, raised, you know, just as a part of the discussion. So I think that might be, you know, causing the confusion there, that there's, you know, sort of the formalistic sign in thing, but also, you know, the other aspect of, you know, working with the sponsor and that sort of thing.
Excellent. And this would be a simpler protocol than listing our specific grievances relating to this bill, and would certainly simplify the process. I just don't want this to become more confusing and complicated. I just am surprised again, I'm going to repeat this, that they did not come to the board and ask for our input. I'm so sorry. Board Member Seeling, you've been waiting to with your hand raised.
It's fine. I was going to just say something very similar to what was just covered, which is that we can make a motion as a board to take a position of neutral, but to ask the director to express his concerns in the hearing tomorrow and say that we look forward to working with the bill sponsors to try to address those concerns surrounding the training of those that will become assistants. I think that might be a decent mm-hmm. road to take.
Okay. And Executive Director Jerminski, do you have a comment on that?
Yes, absolutely. Chairperson Zimmerman, board members, you know, I agree with both what, you know, Scott and Justin have said, in that yes, we can come in as a neutral party and yet express those concerns. I'd like to do that, you know, ahead of the board meeting, the committee hearing tomorrow, communicating
Excellent.
with the sponsor this afternoon. Just, you know, throwing a additional complication into all of it is that this sponsor is wanting to include our language surrounding the fingerprinting changes.
Yes.
As a potential amendment to this bill. And so that would further complicate, you know, kind of our stance on the bill generally, and that yes, we want the fingerprinting process to go through, but we may have concerns about some of these other items. And so So I'm working with the sponsor to, you know, see what can be done as far as maybe separating or clarifying that language.
Okay, excellent. Would someone like to raise a motion at this point?
I don't think we need a motion.
Yeah, I'll raise a motion to have the board stance as neutral and raising numerous concerns that we have discussed today, including the training for the acupuncture assistants. But I think we should also raise concerns on the regulations required by the board to implement a lot of the things, including the herbal therapies and the diagnostic imaging and a little bit of fluffy language. There's a lot of stuff that we can raise concerns with, but we can still maintain the neutral position.
Do we have a second to the motion that's been raised?
I'll second this with the to try and encapsulate the idea that it's just need clarification on the training.
Okay. And I need clarification on the registration. Do we?
So board members, just to be clear, for the recording of the motion, can I just state what I have written down here? Is that helpful?
Yes.
I have that the board is going to register as neutral for the bill. Mm-hmm. However, has directed me to express concerns specifically about the amount of time necessary to promulgate the rules, to have potential registration of these assistants so the board can monitor and provide a safety barrier between the patient and the practitioner. And also that they would like further clarification and specification of the requirements for the training in law.
Excellent. I think that clarifies it. And again, as you said, by supporting this motion, we are also supporting securing the changes we wanted with fingerprinting. And I think that's an important note as well. Am I correct? Do I understand that, Executive Director?
Yes, in that the sponsor intends to include fingerprinting in this bill.
Excellent. All right, we have a motion raised by Board Member Tan. It has now been seconded by Board Member Fontes. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, it passes unanimously. And I ask that Executive Director Jaminski record the vote. I'm going to move on very quickly to the next item. The next item on the agenda is to review, discuss, and take possible action regarding future board member dates. And I just want to make a clarification from the agenda. August 22nd is a Monday in 2022. It's actually to be amended to August 24th, which is a Wednesday. Is there any discussion? Do we need to raise a motion at this point?
Not for this item.
Not for this item. Very good. I don't think we have any public members on board, so I will bypass that item. Are there any board members that would like to place an item on future agendas? Excellent. There being no further business, we are adjourned at 2:00.